This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. The fiery neighborhood dispute over a Whole Foods market, slated to open this fall in Jamaica Plain, may be headed toward a conclusion, according to activists on either side.
Opponents of the high-end grocer say its arrival in JP will hasten gentrification that threatens to displace low-income residents, particularly in the traditionally Latino Hyde Square neighborhood where the market will go. Supporters say Whole Foods will help with a revitalization of the neighborhood.
Last Thursday, a vitriolic community meeting ended in the arrest of three protesters. And in the weeks since, some activists have begun to re-examine the tenor of the debate. Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea has our story.
Representatives from Whole Foods held a long-awaited community forum at the Curly School, a few blocks down Center Street from where the news store is headed. Video from multiple sources is available on YouTube, making it clear that things went off the rails pretty quickly.
Yeah, it was quite a meeting.
Rick Stockwood is the founder of Jamaica Plain for All, a pro-Whole Foods group. He says he was eager to finally get some neighborhood questions answered.
Questions about things that we knew are legitimate concerns, such as parking and traffic. And there was clearly a group of people there that were there for the purpose of causing a distraction, so...
I do want to say very clearly that it was not our intention to get arrested.
Chloe Frankel is a volunteer with Whose Foods, Whose Community, an anti-Whole Foods group.
It was also not our intention to stir up the degree of frenzy that ended up getting stirred up. Things were already kind of at a fever pitch, and there was a pretty heavy police presence.
As shouting matches erupted from both sides in the auditorium, Frankel and another activist entered the upper balcony and hung a banner reading, "Displacement. What is Whole Foods going to do about it?" Frankel says she intended the action as a peaceful and relatively unobtrusive way to register her opinion.
We weren't planning to storm the microphone or to storm the presenters.
But Boston police didn't see it that way. Frankel and her compatriots were led away in handcuffs, and officers shut down the meeting shortly thereafter. Frankel says the episode marked a turning point for her.
I really stopped and stepped back and made a real conscious decision, actually, to slow down a little bit and to really think about different ways to engage people around this issue.
For his part, Rick Stockwood with the pro-Whole Foods group is now predicting a slow retreat among the hardcore opposition.
As they've been referenced lately, a lot of 20-something-year-old white kids who look at this as a great opportunity to take down Whole Foods. I don't think a lot of them see it as a long-term issue for them. It's a short-term issue, and they'll graduate and move off to wherever. And there are a number of us who own property that'll be in the neighborhood for the next 20, 30, 40 years that will have to live with those consequences.
And indeed, Chloe Frankel fits the description of a white 20-something student. But Whose Foods, her organization, identifies itself as a multi-generational, multi-ethnic coalition. Regardless, both Frankel and Stockwood say their respective organizations need to better serve the people who will be most affected by Whole Foods, the low-income and significantly Latin American inhabitants of Hyde Square, where Whole Foods will be replacing Hi-Lo Foods, a long-standing Latin market.
We are many of those who have made this neighborhood safer, friendlier, vibrant, and affordable for the last 25 years and beyond.
Veteran neighborhood activist Claudio Martinez got some shouts of support when he took the mic at last week's meeting. That is, until he turned to address the largely white crowd and said,
"Your paternalistic and condescending attitudes, sometimes dressed in progressive and radical attire, towards Latinos in our neighborhoods are insulting to many of us."
There was certainly a lot of irony in that moment. The people screaming at me, in fact, were the pro-Whole Foods crowd.
On his back porch about a block south of Hyde Square, Martinez admits he has problems with the pro-Whole Foodies, describing some of their attitudes toward low-income Latinos as xenophobic. But the people he was calling paternalistic and condescending were actually the anti-Whole Foodies.
That for the last 3 months have been talking about these poor Latinos that cannot defend themselves against Whole Foods, so they are going to come and defend us.
Nonetheless, college-age liberal whites have been natural allies with Martinez on many a successful civic fight in JP. from keeping out Kmart in the 1990s to the more recent push to convert former archdiocesan property into affordable housing instead of having it sold to the highest bidder. But Martinez thinks anti-Whole Foods activists have a lot to learn from that history.
You know, just mobilization and protesting are not enough to get things done. They need to be done in a context of current political realities.
And the reality, according to Martinez, is that Whole Foods is coming in the fall. The question now is whether they'll hire people from the neighborhood, whether they'll offer Latin American staples at an affordable price, all objectives that anti-Whole Foods activist Chloe Frankel says she helped further when she hung that banner at last week's rowdy meeting.
I do think there's a sense that after June 2nd, the stakes were raised a little bit. If nothing else, Whole Foods has a real sense that there remains significant opposition to their coming in. So the way I see that is that it does create more hoops for them to jump through.
And in so jumping, Frankel hopes Whole Foods will be compelled to give the community more of what it wants. That is, if the community can agree on what it wants.
That report from Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea. And the debate will continue tonight. The Jamaica Plain Forum is holding a discussion tonight called Gentrification. What does it mean for JP at the Unitarian Universalist First Church on Elliott Street?
Well, tomorrow on Radio Boston, the Republican presidential candidates will debate in New Hampshire next week, and Mitt Romney is likely to get a hard time from his opponents for signing Massachusetts' historic health care law.
Particularly the part about the individual mandate, which is now part of federal law, and which many conservatives hate.
But the thing is, the mandate was originally an idea that came from conservative Republicans.
So we'll take a look at why that's changed tomorrow on Radio Boston.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com.
Our show is produced by Adam Ragusea, Jessica Alpert, Dan Mawsey, and Jason Breslow. Our interns are Maddie Neufeld and Amory Sievertson.
Jeremy Bernfeld is our web producer. Tim Skog is our technical director.
And we're getting extra technical help from Eddie Mazulis this week.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.